Welcome to Motivational Moment. This is your host, Stuart. I would like to talk to you today about a subject that a lot of us really, really need to begin to take control of. Like, this subject is really, really a thing I think that's happening right now in America. I was looking at like spring break in Miami, and I was looking at how the people were acting, and some of them was acting like really, really crazy at, I think it was like a bar where they give daiquiris at and things like that. They were knocking down things. They were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing at the bar, getting into it with the person who's works there. That's why I want to talk to you today about control your emotions. Because a lot of times people don't control their emotions and they find themselves in situations that they really don't want to be in because they didn't control their emotions. They let their emotions control them and they find themselves saying things that they really shouldn't say, saying things they don't mean. Have you ever been there before when you got into an argument, or say you was in a relationship with somebody and you didn't control your emotions and then you begin to say some things that you shouldn't have said? You really hurt the person's feelings. The person doesn't feel like they used to feel about you anymore because you have said some things that you probably shouldn't have said because you didn't control your emotions. You let your emotions have the best of you. Emotional control is the ability to identify and regulate your emotions and respond in a socially tolerable and flexible way, and also have a certain level of control over spontaneous reactions. So we have to have emotional control so we can be able to respond in a proper way in this life. People are going to get on our nerves. People are going to say things that we don't agree with. People are going to begin to try to do things that we don't agree with. People try to provoke you. But you have to begin to have emotional control. You have to think highly and think better than what they're bringing you, right? You got to begin to be more than what the people want you to really be. Gaining control over your emotions will help you become mentally strong, and that's what you want to be. You want to be strong mentally. You don't want to be mentally weak. You want to be mentally strong, because when you're mentally strong, your life will begin to change, because you can manage your emotions better when you have a mental capacity to be able to control your thoughts and control your life. You can control what you're thinking, control what you do, right? So your capacity in your mental health will begin to be different, because now why you have self-control. The self-control breeds self-discipline, right? When you're able to control your mind, you're able to control your body. When you're able to control your body, you'll be able to control your thoughts. When you're able to control your thoughts, you'll be able to control what you say, what comes in and out of your mouth, and how you react to different situations and circumstances, right? Managing your emotions isn't the same as suppressing them. Ignoring your sadness or pretending you don't feel pain won't make these emotions go away. So you can't suppress them. You know, you don't want to suppress your emotions. You just want to be able to control them. You know, you hear some crazy, you know, have you ever gotten into it with somebody like over the phone? They didn't have your order right, and then they want to get smart, or they want to be smart Alex, and then you find yourself just straight snapping. You know, and you're like, man, I just straight snapped on these people. You know what I'm saying? But you didn't really try to snap on them. But the only reason you snapped on them, because they wasn't doing what they need to do, you know? And you wasn't trying to, but you just got upset and you got angry. Or say somebody didn't do things, like they transfer you to like two or three people. And that third person, most of the time, they the ones who get the lash out. You know, that third person is the person who you usually go off on, or you usually going to get hell from you. because you already been transferred like two or three times, and now you pissed off, you mad, you're upset, and at times you take it out on a person who didn't even do anything to you, and that's not fair. So that's what we have to begin to learn, how to have emotional control. It's important to acknowledge your feelings while also recognizing that your emotions don't have control over you. So you have to acknowledge your feelings. You have to acknowledge that I do have these particular feelings, but I'm not going to let my emotions take over me. I'm not going to let my emotions take control of how I'm feeling. Because your emotions will try to take control of how you're feeling. They'll begin to try to dictate your life. They'll begin to take your life in spirals if you let them. Because their emotions, they change a lot. They change for the good. They can change for the bad. But they are emotions. And we, as human beings, are not animals. So we have to begin to control our emotions. We're not in the wild. We're not animals that just take things out on other animals because they don't have emotional control. They don't have a human consciousness like we do as humans. So we understand right from wrong. We understand when we're hurting someone. We understand when we are doing things that's contrary to what we should be doing, right? So we have to begin to do better in that area of controlling our emotions. If you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you can take control of your mood and turn your day around. Mood boosters, right? These are some mood boosters. But first of all, we all wake up sometimes on the wrong side of the bed and we don't feel like dealing with the day. We don't feel like dealing with work. We don't feel like clocking in. We don't feel like dealing with the situation that's at hand. Something might have happened. Your children not listening or not doing things that they need to do. You told them to make up your bed every morning. Now they don't want to make up the bed because they're lazy. So now you have to deal with that situation. And you have to control your emotions because you really want to go off on them. But you see that they're learning because they're still young. So you have to begin to incorporate other ways of dealing with them in that situation. These are a couple of mood boosters. Walking, meditating, listening to uplifting music. Those will help you to be able to control your emotions. And also, sometimes you have to walk away and take a deep breath and come back later. Especially when stuff get intense. And sometimes people will provoke you, especially if you're in a relationship, man. Sometimes people will get mad, they'll holler, or they'll keep saying some stuff, and they want you to really say something back. They want you to provoke you. And sometimes it's best not to even say nothing. It's best to really ignore the situation. I mean, unless it's very, very serious, sometimes you have to ignore it, wait till the person cool off, then talk about it. Because if not, you ought to find yourself in a full-fledged argument. And one thing about argument is you can't argue by yourself. So if a person is arguing, they can't argue by themselves, right? They need somebody to argue with. So you have to let them know, I'm not the one, and we ain't having that today. You're not going to be able to argue with me. We're not having it. It's not working. Nah, we good, right? So let's just focus on controlling your emotions. Where you headed in life? Let's say you headed to a supervisor position. You have to know how to control your emotions dealing with your employees. You can't let your emotions override your professionalism, because it will at times, but you can't allow it to, right? You have to be in control at all times. And that's, I'm talking to myself too. I'm not just talking to you, because I have lost it at times in certain situations. So I'm working on controlling my emotions also. So let's all work on controlling our emotions. Control your emotions. I hope you have an amazing day. This is Stuart with your Motivational Moment. Make sure you check out my website at www.stuartmcclain.com. Make sure you also subscribe to this podcast. You'll hear from me every Wednesday. I'm happy to be able to have you as a part of the family. Until next time. Jackson Stewart.